This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If I want to be in this game, I think I told them I want to be the black Brooke Robinson in the organization and just be around this organization to my dying day. I mean, I think that I can, you know, this generation, I can grow old with this generation, and I think I can teach this young generation the core values and same thing. So obviously just want to get my feet wet within the organization and learn and just learn. That's the number one thing is I have to learn the way that they do their business. And then, you know, try and just see where I fit in and help where I can help.
That was Adam Jones on the first episode of the Be More Baseball podcast with Jerry Coleman and Mike Bordick, who joins us now.
Are we sure it's not shouldn't be Mike Bordick with Jerry Coleman?
That's, well,
are
we sure? I wanted to make the easy transition.
Are we sure about that,
there?
Bone?
Well, Bordy, first off, how long are you going to be able to keep put up with Jerry? I mean, do you know what you're getting into?
Oh, my gosh. I feel like I've known him forever, you know. He's been in Baltimore since back when I was playing. So I guess I've had to deal with him, and I'm excited to actually deal with him now because he's pretty knowledgeable, and we love talking baseball. And, of course, the Orioles are the team to talk about right now with so many young superstars.
Well, and you know, Jerry, he speaks truth to power now. Like Jerry's not one to back away from a fight or
ask the tough questions.
Exactly, or be too scared to ask the tough questions. Are you prepared to be grilled by him on a weekly basis?
Well, I'm prepared to be the buffer. I just hope he doesn't upset our guest.
No promises there, Bordy.
Yeah, yeah. I did a podcast with him for years, and Godspeed. No, he's good.
Well, Bordy, let's get to the O's. And something that we've been bringing up, Cedric Mullins, who got off to a rough start last year, but from June, July on, finished really strong and scored the only run that the Orioles scored in that playoff series. Could we see Cedric Mullins more in the leadoff role against right-handed starting pitching again this year?
Oh, boy. You know, no, I don't think so. I think Gunnar's going to be right there at the top. Hopefully his side's okay. I haven't heard the latest report on that. But, you know, there may be times when Cedric goes to the top of the order if the numbers just kind of play in his favor. But Cedric, I think, is really, you know, a perfect number nine hitter with great speed at the bottom. And when he's on, wow, can he be disruptive. I think a lot of times when you look at lineups, the lower third, man, they come through in big games. And I think Cedric has that speed, the ability to turn the lineup back over, be on base for Gunnar and all the rest of the big bats. So I see him settling in more there, to be honest with you.
Bordy, we had former Orioles bench coach Freddie Gonzalez on with us right around a week ago this time. And I asked him about Tommy Pham, who's a guy we talked a lot about on this show. last year as someone who might come in and change the energy in that clubhouse and hold people to account a little bit different, or some other veterans with some edge who might have made a difference. And I want to play for you what Freddie Gonzalez said to us, and then if you wouldn't mind, you respond to it.
I was politicking to get Pam myself.
Wow.
You know, I'm like, oh man, hopefully, you know, nobody asked me or any kind of question, but just talking amongst his coaches and talking with Brandon, it's like, man, I would love to get Tommy Fan in here. You know, first of all, this guy is he's going to command respect just by walking in the room. He's been there. He's done that. There's no BS to him,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I would have loved to have that, a guy like that in the last 2 months and going into the postseason last year. We didn't get him, but I think he would have helped. But I was right there with you guys. You know, I was right there with you guys. I was hoping every day when I walked into the door, I was like, okay, do we get Tommy today?
Yeah. Hey, I love those words. You know, I think, to be honest with you, that's just coming from a baseball guy that knows what a clubhouse needs to get them over the top. And young players need that type of look, that type of guidance. They're so impactful because they're extreme. They're extreme competitors. They're extreme baseball-aholics. They're athletes. They get after the game the way it's supposed to be. Now, at times they can become a little disruptive, mm-hmm. but it's only because of their competitive nature. That's the way I feel, and I think it rubs people the wrong way. Young guys need to see that and not be scared of it. That they need to be led by that at times. Some of the most influential teammates I ever had, and to be honest with you, I never even played with him. I played with him in spring training. Tony Phillips jumped my ass one time so hard that it changed the way I played the game.
Wow.
I just paid more attention to the detail of everything, how I flipped the ball with purpose and intent. And because of one player and his intensity and the way he looked at me and scared the crap out of me, it just made me focus on the detail of the game every time.
So with that in mind, Bordy, we followed up with Freddie and said, you're obviously not in the organization now, but you're still boys with Hyder. Are you shocked that they didn't really add anybody with that sort of presence? And he said he was. You know, I mean, O'Neill's going to be a platoon guy, right? I mean, if Heston's who they think he's going to be, mashing right-handed pitching from the left side, then O'Neill is a platoon guy. And Gary Sanchez, we hope, is not catching more than one day a week, right? Because we think Adley's going to be able to walk and chew gum and hit and catch at the same time this year. Then I ask you, do you find it odd that they really have sort of categorically ignored that whole part of roster construction again?
Well, I to be honest with you, I think they're trying. I know they're not bringing in the edgy veterans, but they're bringing in good quality veteran guys that have been around, have seen the game from different angles and lenses and experienced those type of Tommy Pham players in the clubhouse, right? Good or bad, but may have kind of good ideas and reference. Listen, to be honest with you, I think they're being careful with their young guys. They want them brought up the right way. They want them to grow to be leaders their own way, to be honest with you. And I think they're letting them kind of run it how they think it's supposed to go. But at some point, I you know, maybe at the trade deadline, this is when they get that half-year influential guy that just makes the impact to put a team right over the top. You know what I mean? Like a Frank Robinson, maybe. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I hear you, brother. I'm not sure they do, but I hear you.
Well, I think they've positioned themselves properly. I really do. I think they've created enough depth to where I think, you know, they're just a better organization, a better team depth-wise, which you need to make it into the postseason and make a run. And I also think and pray that they learned from last year that when you get into a position, and I believe they're going to be the best team the first half. I really do. I think they're going to come out guns a-blazing and just dominate like they did last year, play better than everybody else. And when the trade deadline comes, I just think aggressive is the name of the game and do what you can to hoist the trophy. And we'll make our adjustments down the road, but we got to hoist this trophy this year.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We're speaking to Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick. It's Inside Access on the Fan. Well, Bordy, Jackson Holliday seems like he's a lot more comfortable at second base this go around. Everyone's talking about. And then, of course, him at the plate with the toe tap adjusting. What are you expecting out of Jackson this season?
I expect adjustments, just constant adjustments, man. The game just doesn't overnight appear and say, oh, there it is. There's the big league, the guy. That it's just every day, constant adjustments, constant grind, constant studying, and tweaking. I mean, look, you guys, we all saw Cal Ripken do it his whole career. He changed, and that's what's going to have to happen. Yeah, it may work in spring, and he may come out of spring training feeling just like he did last year, hitting 500, best hitter on the team. But then start of the season, what happens if all of a sudden they pitch him completely different than they pitched in his spring training? He's seeing a different approach, and it's strike three. You got to make an adjustment. So that's what the game is, and for young guys, it's harder. And let's just hope the learning curve is a little bit quicker this year.
He's Mike Bordick. I'm pumped up for Baltimore baseball tonight. Less than a month away, Bordy. But in the meantime, you got the Be More Baseball podcast with our buddy Jerry Comey. Yeah. You just had your first episode with Adam Jones. If people didn't hear it, what can we expect?
Man, Adam was great, right? And I think Adam's got a bright future ahead of him. Here in Baltimore with the Orioles, I don't know about you guys, but I see front office kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. In the future. You know, what I think is a great part of our show is we have Dr. Michael Jacobs on the end, and he's talking about the injuries and how common are these injuries nowadays. He's former Oriole doc, geez, back when I was playing, and even up through the Elias time. So, you know, he's got great knowledge, and I think this is going to be great for listeners to understand injuries more and maybe – get a better idea of what they're going through and the prospect of coming back healthy, all that good stuff. I mean, we talked about Batista and Bradish. Man, do the Orioles need those two guys to be healthy this year, don't they? I mean, how about Bradish coming back, you know, possibly the second half of the season and being, don't we hope he's like the Cy Young Bradish kind of guy? What a lift that would be. Man, so.
Bordy,
fingers crossed.
You're
Bordy,
the man.
Fingers crossed.
We'll listen. Be More Baseball Podcast. You can find it anywhere. Bordy, thank you as always.
All right. Hey, thank you guys. Appreciate it.
Thank
I'll
you, brother.
Talk to you soon.
You got
all right,
it.
Man.
We're going to keep the Oriole talk rolling for the next half hour. Andy Kosko covers the O's for the Baltimore Banner. He's going to be joining us at the top of the hour. Grayson Rodriguez, he's made an adjustment pitching-wise. We'll tell you next, all the young dudes. Also, we'll recap today's Orioles crazy come-from-behind win. Who are the standouts? We'll give them to you next on The Fan.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.